According to the research group WebMergers, over 500 dot-coms folded last year. Still, the internet brims over with art. As technology improves, more people are finding ways to express themselves online. NPR's Neda Ulabi spoke with the creator of one site who found that the story he wanted to tell picked up extra meaning after September 11th.
BrokenSaints.com is a website that exists only to tell a story. It's billed as a literary event, but it's more of a hybrid, combining original music, comics, anime, and slideshows. Watercolors mingle with photorealism and technology with notions of religion. It's impressionistic, moody, lyrical.
There are four people from these quiet corners of the globe, and they all receive this subconscious call, this series of really disturbing visions that somehow intertwines them.
Once upon a time, Brooke Burgess was just another disaffected Gen Xer. But then he quit his job as a video game producer and spent a few months in the South Sea Islands. There, he dreamed up Broken Saints' quasi-metaphysical philosophy and characters.
The background to one, he's a programmer in the Pacific Northwest. Another character is a Muslim in the desert sand south of Iraq. The other is a Shinto priest in northern Japan. And the other is a mysterious young girl abandoned as a baby in the South Pacific and raised by this Fijian tribe.
Stories of disparate characters on a quest make up a powerful tradition. One such story is Time Bandits, a movie that introduced young Burgess to the experience of awe. It was 1981, he was 10.
God isn't interested in technology. He knows nothing of the potential of the microchip or the Silicon Revolution. Look how he spends his time, 43 species of parrots. Nipples for men.
Time Bandits showed Burgess how to take on grand themes. And while pop culture is crucial for most artists of this generation, Broken Saints is remarkably subdued. The characters don't speak, they gesture. Thoughts puff from their heads in balloons.
What you get to see are these frozen moments, these snapshots that link together and give you a sense of flow. What we have chosen to do is create these 10 to 20 minute meditative pieces where, yes, we demand a lot of our audience. You need to sit there and turn out your lights, and if you're a popular person, unplug the freaking phone.
Broken Saints is intended as a 24-part series. It started last July, and it's now about half done. At this point, the main characters are slowly discovering each other after globe-trotting adventures laced with nightmares and near misses. Oran is an Iraqi soldier who perilously flirted with terrorism. According to Brooke Burgess, he is also the most popular character.
He was dueling inside himself. He was conflicted between his faith, his belief in the Quran, the belief that he needed to be a gentle and good human being and rise up and act for the greater good, and the demands of his country and the more militant aspects of his geography.
They're very interested in telling a story about compassion and spiritual reflection that recognizes the political and psychic fault lines of the global environment right now.
Lisa Parks is a media scholar at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
The site was somewhat prophetic in that it was produced before all of the events with September 11th, and yet it was acknowledging a lot of the themes that have come up in the aftermath of that crisis.
Broken Saints is a cult hit in Europe and virtually unknown in the U.S. or Canada, where Burgess is based. That's partly because the site is so graphics-heavy and best accessed with broadband, more common in Europe. Park says the wait is worth it. There's more than just pretty pictures.
The way that this site combines different cultural forms and interweaves them, I think, is really compelling. You're going to see quotes from everyone from Barry Lopez to Bertrand Russell, Margaret Mead, Immanuel Kant.
Now more than ever, Burgess thinks we need guidance from literary and philosophical traditions. And stories, such as Broken Saints, may be the sort we increasingly want to hear.
So that's the broken part of the story, the fear aspect. They want to give of themselves, but inside they don't feel worthy. They're terrified that what we'll do will hurt them or hurt others, or will just fall short. They've been wounded by feelings and thoughts and fears. It makes them broken.
One might wonder why anyone would spend endless hours crafting a website without a clear profit agenda, but Broken Saints might yet pay off. There's speculation that Broken Saints will develop into games or films. But Burgess compares Broken Saints to a novel or any labor of love, though this one comes with flash animation and downloadable MP3s. Neda Ulabi, NPR News, Washington.